Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Red flag warning continues for second day in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County is under a red flag warning for the second straight day as critical fire weather conditions move through northeast Wyoming. The warning is in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, with officials urging residents to take extra precautions. Forecasters say conditions include very warm temperatures in the 70s to low 80s, extremely dry air with humidity as low as 10%, and gusty west winds reaching up to 35 miles per hour. Those factors combined create a high risk for fires to start and spread rapidly. According to their Facebook page, the Campbell County Fire Department is asking residents not to burn trash or debris, avoid using equipment that could spark, and never throw out cigarettes on the ground. They also recommend securing trailer chains, keeping vehicles off dry grass, and reporting any signs of smoke or fire immediately. With conditions remaining dangerous for a second day, fire officials say it's critical for the public to stay alert and help prevent wildfires. Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams enters race for Wyoming Secretary of State. A Northwest Wyoming lawmaker is entering the race for Wyoming Secretary of State. State Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams announced Wednesday that she is running for statewide office, outlining a campaign focused on election security, business growth, and protecting Wyoming resources. Williams, who represents House District 50 in Cody, serves as chair of the House Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, as well as the chairman of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, said she wants to ensure elections remain secure, fair, and transparent to maintain public trust. She also emphasized reducing regulations to support Wyoming businesses and keeping taxes low while raising concerns about foreign influence, specifically China, when it comes to land, infrastructure, and natural resources. Williams has served the Wyoming legislature since 2020. Before entering politics, she worked in law enforcement and holds a master's degree in criminal justice. Her campaign points to her strongly conservative record, including high ratings from national conservative groups and sponsorship of multiple pro-life and Second Amendment bills. Williams becomes the third candidate in the race for Secretary of State, joining Republican Robert Short and Democrat Brian McCarty. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.